This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, October 16th, 2018. This is Nick Qualley reporting for CLNS, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Well, the series has gotten interesting as the Red Sox and Astros head to Houston for Game 3, 4, and 5, with the series now tied at 1 apiece. The Astros took Game 1 after roughing up the ailing Chris Sale. Game 2 is a different story, though. David Price took the mound, and we all know what the story is there. 10 years into his career, and he has yet to win a postseason start, let alone have his team even end up winning a playoff game that he started in. Sunday night was a different story, though, as the Red Sox offense came alive against Gerrit Cole, who hadn't allowed 5 runs through the entire season. Two of the biggest hits came on the night off of the bats of Jackie Bradley Jr., who hit a bases-clearing double, scoring 3, and a Mookie Betts double late in the game. Craig Kimbrell made things interesting once again, but the Red Sox still left Boston with a win under their belt. Before I go on, guys, and tell you about tonight's Game 3 matchup in Houston, let me tell you about my new favorite app. Let me tell you a story. After missing the first inning of a San Francisco Giants NLCS game because he couldn't find a printer, Brad Griffith reimagined a simpler process for buying and using last-minute tickets. Focusing exclusively on mobile, Brad wrote version 1.0 of the GameTime iOS application in 2013 and now leads a passionate team building a remarkable modern experience for last-minute tickets to live events. With over 8 million users across the United States and Canada, GameTime is the top destination for last-minute tickets to all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. GameTime is built for the urban millennial and Gen Z customer that is always on the go and constantly optimizing for the best last-minute experience. Unlike the legacy industry behemoths, Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm users with cumbersome choices and steps, GameTime curates only the best value tickets and makes the experience incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, guys, GameTime shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from your seat. Plus, the GameTime guarantee has you guys covered. They guarantee you'll receive your tickets in time for the event, and they'll be valid for entry. But if that doesn't happen for whatever reason, GameTime will locate comparable replacement tickets or give you a 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find all of them under one roof at GameTime. Download the app for iOS or Android. Did you guys know that ticket prices can go down right before a game or concert? GameTime is a mobile app that tracks ticket prices in real time from thousands of trusted sellers, then shows you all the best deals. When prices drop, you can check out in 2 taps and tickets are sent directly to your phone. With GameTime, you can get tickets at the last minute for up to 60% off, and if plans change, no problem at all. Sell your tickets with a push of a button. For $15 off your purchase, visit usegametime.com/sox and use promo code SOX. Again, that is usegametime.com, that is usegametime.com/sox. You'll get $15 off, but the offer is only valid for first-time customers. Back to the action, the Red Sox will be sending Nathan Eovaldi to the mound tonight to start the game against the Astros. Eovaldi has had the best pitching performance of any of the Red Sox starters thus far. In his Game 3 start in the Bronx, the stage proved to not be too big for the hard-throwing righty as he went 7 innings, giving up 5 hits and just 1 run to the slugging Yankees lineup. Last time Eovaldi saw Houston was June 20th while he was still a member of the Tampa Bay Rays, where he gave up 4 earned over 6 innings. A little drama, though. Earlier yesterday, Alex Bregman posted a video on his Instagram story showing them going back-to-back-to-back off of Eovaldi. He then deleted the video. The Sox opposition will be Dallas Keuchel. Keuchel has a 3.74 ERA over the season, which is definitely a down year for him. He's a tough time keeping men off base with a 1.31 whip. In his Game 3 start in the ALDS, Keuchel lasted 5, giving up just 2 earned runs to the Cleveland Indians. In other Sox news, Sox ace Chris Sale was admitted to the hospital on Sunday with a stomach illness and was released yesterday. He will rejoin the team today. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Nick Qualley for the Boston Red Sox news feed ahead of Game 3 of the ALCS.